for curb appeal that lasts. Shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It's kind of true. Did you guys see that Brooks Koepka didn't win Player of the Year? And he compared himself to LeBron. You know, LeBron could win it every year. And you know what? When somebody else steps up, they're gonna give
Brooks him. Speaking on his name like James Harden? You know, I could win it every year. Like, why are you talking about yourself as the
because MVP he's of right. golf? He is the MVP of golf. And they gave it to Rory, whatevs.
Who had a better year?
Brooks. Brooks was unbelievable in the majors. So
Rory's steady.
Rory was spectacular, but this Brooks was Player of the Year, and he's right, and it's the same now. I think it's working against Bregman, though, the Trout thing, and maybe it's going to be closer than I thought, and maybe the Verlander Cole thing is going to be closer than I thought. But when you saw that poll of the sports writers, Verlander was killing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so was Trout.
Yes, Trout more than Verlander.
Yeah,
Verlander Cole was closer. There's really no reason that one shouldn't be more like... I mean, the reality is, I would guess if you just look at votes, just the votes between Verlander and Cole, the first place votes, my guess is it will go 66-34 in favor of Verlander.
Yeah, two out of every three.
It could go as
Here's
high
the deal.
As, it could go three out of every four, though.
Here's the deal. Is it's going to probably be a lifetime achievement award thing because, you know what...
He's got one, though.
He's got one. But he's one of the best, if not the best pitcher of our era right here. And he's got one.
You know how many Nolan Ryan had?
Zero.
Zero.
Well, right. But Nolan Ryan was a dominant force.
I know.
But he didn't play, he didn't pitch on these teams. Okay? Verlander was MVP of a team that went to the World Series. Verlander is the best pitcher on a team that's one of the that's turning into a dynasty,
Nolan
possibly.
Nolan pitched for 25 years.
I know,
had
but he pitched,
seven no-hitters and never won a Cy Young.
But he pitched on the Angels, and he pitched on the Rangers.
And the Astros.
And the Astros.
But he wasn't the ace on the Astros.
No. So, I mean, this guy's been the ace everywhere he's gone.
He was the ace initially. He had some injury issues, and Joe Niekro was a really good knuckleball pitcher. And he had J.R. Richard before the stroke and all that stuff. But that's just one of the strangest ones. The Nolan Ryan never won
a
Cy. But his winning, you know, his winning percentage just wasn't.
No, it wasn't that great. But this is both of them. You're probably, I bet you the writers are looking at Trout and going, you know what? We've been snubbing this guy. You know, anybody who has a big year, we put him in ahead of him. He's finished first or second. It'll be now 7 out of 8 years. I'm not counting his rookie year. He had 40 at-bats or what, 40 games or whatever. And then the other year he finished fourth when he missed 40 games or whatever. So, I mean, you know what? This guy deserves another MVP. Okay, I get it. And Verlander, you know what? He deserves a Cy. He's gotten screwed before. We saw what Kate tweeted. You know what? He had the no-hitter. It's close, but you give it to the guy. You give it to him. Cole will have a lot more years ahead of him. It's hard to differentiate, actually, which one you would give it to. It's almost impossible because you can make a case for both guys. Actually, you should make a case for splitting the award. The award should be split this year.
That would be awesome. But because there's votes and points associated, it's impossible. But this is the year where it truly deserves to be split. That would be incredible if they have a split Cy. That would be awesome if they had a split Cy.
Yeah, but even 1 point difference is a win.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah. So But I think, you know, and with the LeBron thing, you could give it to LeBron every year. So we're going to give it to Russell Westbrook. We're going to give it to James Harden. We're going to give it to whomever. You know what? Because we could give it to LeBron every year. This is working. This is probably working against Bregman and Cole, is that we haven't given it to Trout and Verlander enough. The dudes deserve it.
100%. 100%. You guys want to jump in on playoff baseball, 713-780-3776. It starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 105, something like that.
National League starts tonight. You're going to watch?
National League. Yeah, I probably will. I probably will. Once again, I'm not, I mean, the American League is what I care about now, but because it used to be I didn't care about the American League, right, and I cared about the National League. Other than, you know, other than I cared about Red Sox-Yankees matchups for a while until it got just so pushed down our throats that I was like, can we just stop? It's one thing when they're both great, great teams. It's another when they're not. But now all the juice is in the American League.
Oh, my God.
All the juice is in
the
American
League. It's not even close what the better league is. I mean, the World Series, the All-Star game, it's just not even close.
You don't have Cubs in the playoffs. You've got Dodgers, but there's just not the excitement level.
I don't know if interleague play, though. I'd like to look at and see how, if the American League is dominating interleague play, because that would be interesting, because it certainly dominates World Series. It certainly dominates. At the top, I don't think there's any question the American League is better with the All-Stars, with the best teams. But I wonder if the leagues are more even as far as throughout the regular season. Not that I don't know that means anything, but
I'm looking right now. See if I can find it. Right,
see which league is better. 713-780-3776. Anything with our Texans? That, I mean, you got Atlanta this week. It's kind of a, I guess it's
important. No, it isn't.
So I want to.
Huh?
No, it isn't.
It's not important.
No,
it's important.
It's not important.
Trying to go to 3-2. It's important. Don't listen to him, John.
What's wrong with you?
Look. We're all aware of what the Texans are, right?
Texans are a great football team. 2-2.
No,
two.
They're not.
Right? Leading the division. Have you ever led the division, Del?
Not an NFL division, but I've led a division before.
Ooh. National.
Yeah, you are divisive. No question. I'm sure you've led.
I'm not divisive. No. I bring people together. Who else has said that?
Leeches. Okay. Okay.
White people, stay out of my culture. That's not bringing people together.
Yeah.
I didn't say white people. I said people like that stay out of my culture.
Like what?
Those particular white people. Not all white people.
By the way, National League is smacking the American League in interleague.
They what? National League won more games? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know that matters because of...
National League dominating interleague play like never before.
Really?
This article that was written in July.
Oh, well, how did it finish up?
So many American League teams are tanking, it said.
Yeah, that's true. Again, at the top, the American League is so much better.
Now, at one point, this is just in the middle of the summer, but it was 71-56 National League. So, National League won it in 2018. American League, wow, American League, holy crap, I forgot about this. American League won the interleague matchup from 2000 to 2017 was all American League.
Every year.
17 years of American League.
Wow.
The last two have been National League.
Wow. That's saying something. Wow.
Since 98, the American League has won interleague play just three times, including the last 2 years. Wow. Two of the last 2 years they've won it, and they won it in 1999. Other than that, it's been all American League since 98.
Holy crap.
Which made sense, because you remember the golden slugger boot and the silver boots?
Silver, yeah. Which is made of crystal. I never understood that. It's called the silver boot, and it's made
Rangers
of crystal.
The Rangers smacked the Astros way back when. They were always smacking the Astros.
Well, like, yeah, but no, not always.
A lot.
No, the silver, there was a time, but it's been slapfest lately.
Well, but the Astros haven't been in the American League, I mean National League, for years.
They still have played for the silver boot.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Paul is here on, which is made of crystal. I never understood that. Paul, what's up?
Hey, you guys were talking yesterday about the Texans' mediocrity, and I'm here to posit or argue that the Texans' mediocrity is by design. The Texans do not. Their number one goal is not winning. It's making money. And they're extremely successful at that. Forbes has them as like the fourth or fifth most valuable franchise. You know, everybody here is complaining, you know, this and that about the Texans. They won't get rid of O'Brien. Just look at what, look at every decision they make in terms of being an accountant, and then you'll understand it. They're $41 million under the cap, yet they don't go and sign an offensive lineman. They make their colors red, white, and blue to appeal to the biggest common denominator, or the lowest common denominator, or the biggest, whichever one you want to call it. They're called the Texans. I mean, every decision they make is designed to be vanilla, right down the middle of the road, and sell season tickets. And that's what they do, and they're incredibly successful at it.
Don't go anywhere. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Had they, was there an offensive line you had in mind, lineman you had in mind for free agency? Because I didn't know of any other than Trent
Brown. I'm not a Texans fan. I enjoy the Schadenfreude of their, you know, franchise, and the, and I really love the Mondays after they lose. But there was one big offensive lineman who signed. I can't remember
Trent Brown
who it was.
With the Raiders.
Yeah, there was one. I don't know how good he is. I mean, whatever. Yeah. But the point is they're not trying.
Well, hold on. So, okay, so would you now, looking back, rather have Trent Brown as a free agent and give him money, or give up two first-rounders for Laremy Tunsil?
Well, no, I would rather have Tunsil for a smarter deal.
Well, no, but you don't have that option. You don't have that option because it's already done.
Then Trent Brown.
Yeah. Okay, so they made bad decisions. I will say this, Paul.
I disagree with you. Trent Brown everything he wanted is a good decision.
Listen,
just like it was a bad decision for Nate Solder, and everyone was pounding the table for Nate Solder.
They made a worse decision,
and that's come out as a terrible decision.
I don't know. We'll see how this whole thing works out. Maybe Laremy Tunsil is going to be a great left tackle for years to come, and it's going to be worth it. I don't know. And maybe Kenny Stills will be better, and you know what? He's got to be included in the deal. Paul, I disagree with you. Here's the deal: is they do make money. It's Houston. It's football. I don't think as much as they've screwed this thing up, I don't think they can screw it up. Here's the deal. It's not that they just want to make money. They make money because they can't help but make money. They just don't know how to go about winning. That's it. They're just not good at it. They just make decisions that are terrible. It's not that they don't want to. That is so incorrect. Everybody in that organization wants to win. They're not just thinking about, let's just sell tickets. That's not it. They want to win badly. They just don't know how.
Every team makes, and Paul, you're in a fairy tale land. If you think every team isn't making decisions based on money, they run concurrently. Teams want to win. Some teams want to win worse. Some teams understand how to win more. I mean, that's the biggest variance, is some teams really understand how to do it and are good at executing. But every single team, all 32 teams, make decisions with finances in mind. Every owner wants to make money. The reason they have salary cap money is because they are saving it for Deshaun Watson in the offseason. They're getting ready to pay him a ton. They're also going to pay Laremy Tunsil a ton. They're going to have to, because they have no leverage.
Because they screwed that
over Tunsil. The Texans, I know this for a fact, their numbers, they weren't going to make themselves cap strapped by giving one guy a ton of money at one position on the offensive line that they thought Tom Brady really is the one who made him more marketable than he was when he was in San Francisco. And after playing for 1 year for Tom Brady, they are taking a look at their money because they know that they're getting ready to spend a bunch of money on Nuke Hopkins, because he's going to have to come up again in 2 years where he's going to want more money. And Deshaun's getting ready to make over $30 million a year. That's what's going on. And every team makes financial decisions. I would argue this, though. They don't know how to win, and I don't think they're run well at all.
No.
I'm not saying anything that's a, whoa, well, that's groundbreaking what Lance is saying.
No.
But I agree with you, though, John. It is, they do want to win there. There's more money to be made in winning. Here's something else. When you win, you make way more money. You can charge way more in tickets.
And you sell more.
You sell way
jerseys,
more.
Yeah. You do everything. Everything. There's not. It's not.
Ask Jim Crane.
We
what
just
happens
want to make money.
Win.
We don't care. No, that's not.
Ask the Astros what happens
even,
when you win.
It's not even close to the truth. They want to win. They are just not good at it. They just don't know how. Case in point, they don't have a freaking general manager. Oh my God! What team doesn't have a general? Name one professional team in any sport that doesn't have a general manager. It's just
Premier League.
The
guys who run the teams, a lot of time, the managers also pick the players up. and make those decisions. I'm not wrong, am I, Dell? The managers a lot of times function as...
but soccer's unique in that where they're making decisions, where the
It's a bunch of coaches.
Okay, that's everybody's first of all, nobody cares about that sport.
He doesn't respect soccer, so he's not going to care.
Nobody cares about that sport.
As far as soccer than football.
As far as the major sports in this country, the Texans, I believe, are unique in the way they're doing things currently.
Really?
Kind of. Right. I mean, Andy Reid is the decision maker in Kansas City over Brett Veach.
Yeah. And Bill Belichick.
Brett Veach does the day-to-day
stuff.
Bill
Belichick is the decision maker. Yeah. Yes, yes.
But those guys have people who are heavily involved in all the personnel
decisions. And Popovich is the
decision
maker. But you know what? Those guys win at the highest level. The Texans don't, and they put a guy who's a mediocre.
Who are you arguing against?
500
We're
coach.
All with
is
you,
there
somebody
John?
You're arguing
We're
against
all
who's like,
with you.
Keep O'Brien as GM.
8:15 ESPN.
Who's the straw man?
Why'd you allow what? Paul to get you upset about the Texans on an Astros day?
He even said he was a troll. He even
now
said
I'm
it.
Betting on the Falcons. Okay, where's my bookie? I'm betting the Falcons. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Well, you can bet the Falcons. You can bet the Texans if you want. Go ahead. See how that works out. Are you betting on the Texans?
More of your first quarter bets?
Just do whatever. You can bet on... No, I'm not doing another first quarter bet, thanks to Dell. Jerk.
The one listen. I didn't bet on. Take the Falcons, Texans under.
Yeah. No, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and we're going to put the best bet down. We're going to win. And when we win, they're going to pay. Because that's what they do. They pay. You win, they pay. It is... it's so easy. It's so wonderful. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Dell is now a degenerate. He's on there every day trying to find, instead of producing the show, he's on there trying to find winners.
Every day. I would like to be, but I have work to do.
Okay, so here's the deal. You should get on there and win. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. It's Rays and Astros. Let's go, baby. It's time. It's playoff time. We've been waiting for this for a while. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us and get in on the show. Did you watch the game last night, though? Were you interested in it?
No.
You didn't watch the game?
No.
What do you mean?
What does it matter? It's either the Rays or the A's. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's you'd have to stay up late as opposed to now early.
Why stay up late?
That would have been
period.
They would have got. There's four games on Monday. There's four games tomorrow, and the Astros got the early slot. Just the two on Saturday. The Astros got the late slot, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock local.
We can't complain about both though.
No, Monday they'll get an early slot. Because it's four games again. There's four games on Monday. So they'll get the early slot. And it's an East Coast game for sure. St. Louis and Atlanta moved to St. Louis. The Dodgers and Nationals, that'll be interesting. But they're not going to put the Dodgers on a 1 o'clock game because that's a 1 o'clock Eastern game because that's 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. That's not happening. That's probably going to be later at worst, it'll be a 3 o'clock game. The Astros are more than likely slated for the earliest game on Monday, too. And, oh well, who cares? Play it. Let's go. Probably a noon start here, 1 o'clock, 2 Eastern or 1 Eastern. That's more than likely what's going to happen. So be ready for that, everybody. Those times aren't out yet. We're waiting on those. But I don't know about you. This is the matchup that I was hoping for.
Same. The A's are too pesky, and the recent history is, you know, I know the A's don't have a ton of pitching, but I still just wanted to avoid that lineup. So, and one of my sons, Snack said, good, I'm glad we're playing the Rays. Now we can smash Charlie Morton. I said, son, first of all, I have a special place in my heart for that man. said, yeah, we would not have World Series rings. We don't technically have them, but said you would not have a World Series title to brag about if it wasn't for Charlie Morton.
Didn't you get a World Series ring after you didn't get one?
I wasn't even on the air. All my life as an Astros.
Well, no, you could have gone. They had like 12 games where they gave out World Series rings.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. What am I going to do? Wear it around? Here, guys, look at this. You can wear it around. I didn't do anything for a ring.
You deserved it, yes.
I'm fine with everyone else doing it, but for me, unless I actually am part of something that I was directly responsible for a ring, ring's a little hollow to me. I have my memories. But it did suck not being on the air. That's when I was in my non-compete from station to station. In my entire life as an Astros fan, went to my first game when I was 5 years old, Joe Niekro versus Tom Seaver. My entire life and all these years of doing radio and the time that I'm off during the fall, frickin' World Series. Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, I had a podcast. We were getting over 3,000 downloads of podcasts, me and Eric Layden. So we were doing good. We were having fun. It was that was my way of living the, kind of sharing the World Series with other people, was doing a podcast at the time. But it is just so, you know, when you experience really fun playoffs or winning at a really high level, it makes the regular season much more tedious. It really does. I like the Astros regular season too. It's a lot of fun, but I am just a junkie for that adrenaline that kicks in as soon as your team is. My wife won't watch games the whole year. This is Rockets or Texas. But once the playoff starts, she just
fair
goes.
Weather.
Well, not for the Texans, but for the Rockets and Astros, she just gets really, really into it. And she'll watch some Astros, but she's got other things going on. But if we go to the games, you know, she enjoys going to the games. But, man, it's just something about that playoff atmosphere.
So awesome.
It can't be replicated in a regular season. No. It just can't be because everything – it's the same thing with World Cup. It's why I've been a World Cup junkie since 98. The fear of lose and go home, it just puts that much more pressure on everything.
After everything. It's awesome. Playoff baseball is just different. Just different. So I'm just wondering, I guess they're going to go with – I don't know. I guess they go with Tyler Glass now in game one. He had a 1.78 earned run average in 12 starts this year. But Blake Snell was not good this year. 23 starts and he was he had a 4.29. That's the guy that won the Cy last year. So,
well, no, it's a good matchup for the Astros.
It is a good. It's a great matchup.
It's a great matchup.
That lineup.
This is the matchup.
That's
you
not
wanted.
A. That's not an ALCS lineup.
And they burned through Charlie Morton yesterday.
Yes. So game three, you probably don't see. Even if you go five games, you see Charlie Morton once.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. Justin is here. Do you realize Charlie Morton's the highest paid?
Well, no, wait.
Ray, yeah, because, ever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
$15 million. And he...
Wow, that's the highest ever. For
highest
the
ever.
Well, it's only been a recent explosion in
well, since, yeah,
in
no.
Good players getting... It used to be Albert Pujols. You had dumb money
yeah, right.
for some of those
but the
guys.
But the Rays ain't giving none of that.
No.
Justin's here. What up, Justin?
Hey, fellas. I've been a Bucks fan for a very, very, very long time. And I keep hearing on all... Well, not all, but a few of the national radio shows that... you know, a lot of people are sleeping on the Bucks, that they're underrated. They're actually better than everybody thinks they are. And, I mean, look, I'm still a fan no matter how bad they are, and I always will be. But do y'all think that the Rams game was just a fluke? Are they underrated? Do you think the Saints coming up this weekend will be kind of another test to really see how good they are? And then I also have another question. Maybe this is, well, I don't know if it's more for Lance or more for you, John. I guess it's opinionated. This commercial I keep hearing about this, it's a barbecue question.
Go ahead.
This reverse sear commercial that I keep hearing from Texas Grill Shop. I've always been taught by my dad, by everybody in the restaurant business that I used to work in, that you're supposed to sear the meat first to lock in the moisture, and then you pull it off the fire. But they're talking about this new reverse sear thing, and I'm not understanding it.
Reverse sear is if you're cooking at a really low temperature, like if it's a sous vide, which is like vacuum sealed steak, for example, and you put it in a water bath, basically. You season it, you put it in a water bath, and it cooks at whatever the temperature is, 140 degrees. it keeps it, or let's say you slow smoke, you want to slow smoke or slow grill, not over direct fire, a steak, then you're cooking it. There are no juices that are escaping. You don't have to worry about it. So what they're doing is they're cooking at a slower temperature or a lower temp, really a lower temperature, and then they sear at the end. I've done it that way, and it comes out great. Like steak comes out great reverse sear. It just takes a longer time. You can do the same thing by searing first and cooking, but reverse sear every. A lot of the barbecue people will tell you it's a great way to do it if you have a little bit more time. It comes out great. I'm telling you, it comes out really good. You just don't want to sear it super high heat.
So
that's not the best way to do it.
So I'm a certified pitmaster. Lance is, you know, he's just an amateur.
Some pictures I can show you.
He's an amateur at this. Here's what I do. Okay, I put it on the grill, and then when it's done, I take it off.
Okay, that doesn't answer your question, obviously.
Okay, so here's what you should
do. Reverse sear is a good
method.
When
it's cooked, you should take it off the grill.
Reverse sear is a good
method. You should eat it.
It's a good method.
And you should stop talking about it.
Some people here
because
can't give you a real answer.
Boring.
And about your Bucks? And about your Tampa Bay Bucks? I don't think the jury's out yet. I thought
the jury is
under. The jury is out, rather. Yeah, the jury's not in. I thought they performed under expectations early.
Well, how about that? Well, it might take a little time with Bruce.
Well, Bruce, it's obviously all going to rest on the shoulders of, you have a good defense coordinator in Todd Bowles. Bruce is a good offensive mind. Can you protect Jameis? Can Jameis play better? And if Jameis plays well, you know, you've got talent around him. Mike Evans is having a great year this year, so... I don't know. I wouldn't give up on the Bucks at all yet. I don't know that the Rams game is necessarily indicative. Remember, that's a Super Bowl hangover team too. We'll see how they perform. There's a long history of those teams struggling, so we'll see what happens. But I'm not ready to call it either way. But I would be hopeful if I were you after that Rams game, because if Jameis plays well, and Bruce has a history of doing pretty well with quarterbacks, even reclamation quarterbacks like Carson Palmer over in Arizona. You know, you got a shot. It's a pretty good coaching staff. It's good coordinator, good offensive minds. Good coordinator.
So let me ask you a question. Who was that guy? Who was that caller?
Justin.
He wanted to talk Bucks football and barbecue. And so why don't we just, everybody call us with your fantasy team.
Battlestar Galactica.
Okay. Everybody call us with your fantasy team.
That's not the same.
It's the same. No one cares about Bucks football or searing steaks.
Why are you telling everybody who's not from here never call about their team?
No one cares.
When that's how we got.
No one cares.
Do they care about the Texans?
Yes.
Call about Bucks football. No. It's okay. Trust me. We got, how many calls? I'm just going to run a quick question. Let's run a quick, Del, can you run a quick,
well, we can do it on the other side.
Poll here. How many calls have we had? Have we had more Texans calls today or Bucks calls?
Texans. We have two Texans calls.
Yeah, two Texans calls.
Two to one, yeah. I don't know where you've been.
It's 2-1. So you know what?
What were the Texans
let's
calls?
Let's play the hits.
Texans
mediocrity. That wasn't a Texans call, guy.
There was another one.
He said he has schadenfreude because he likes the Texans.
Well, that's
to
a
lose.
Texans call, and there was another one. 2-1.
I don't remember
you
the
You know
other
what
one.
The call is now? It's to John Clay Wolf. That's what it is. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's the call. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and sell your car. What I need you to do is please, if you're – it's so silly if you don't. And here's the deal. You could go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and just find out what it's worth, because then you go armed with that to the dealership. At the very least, this is what you do. And then the dealership says, oh, no, we can't give you that much. And you go, let me go back to GiveMeTheVIN.com because they're going to give me the most for my car. That's what makes sense. And GiveMeTheVIN.com guarantees they're giving you the most, because if they can't beat CarMax, they are going to give you $100. If they can't beat CarMax's offer, they'll give you $100. So go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and get the most for your vehicle. Why would you sell your car for less than you can get? Because you like that dealership? Darn, that's a great dealership. I love them. I want to give them money. No. What you want is the most for your car and pay the least for the next car. So let's go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Let's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Finally, NBA 2K20, the best video game of all time, is out now. NBA 2K20 Story Mode was executive produced by LeBron James and Spring Hill Entertainment, featuring a star-studded cast including Idris Elba and Rosario Dawson. Experience the 2K neighborhood, explore an open-world environment featuring seasonal changes and tons of exclusive gear for your My Player. Please check out or plus check out the NBA 2K20 soundtrack in collaboration with Steve Stout and United Masters. This year's soundtrack features a diverse array of top songs from well-known artists across the globe, with new tracks added throughout the year. NBA 2K20 is out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and coming soon to Stadia. Rated E for everyone.
All right. That was a long read. Nice job, Courtney. Nice job. Okay. There goes all our ratings, because you're reading stuff. Okay, long ass promo.
What was longer, me reading that or Lance reading one of his draft profiles?
Or Lance talking about searing a steak?
The guy asked a question, we answered. Dude, I don't know when you became so anti-listener.
Okay.
When did you become so anti-listener?
Okay.
Oh, brisket, you, it's very, very important. Barbecuing's very, very important. Now, all of a sudden, it's no longer important.
I'm a certified pitmaster.
If you want my opinion,
you should pay for it.
You don't even know what reverse sear means.
Okay.
Stop.
Yeah, I do.
Stop.
Cook it and then sear it.
You're getting hyped on it.
You do a 360.
You're getting hyped on it.
It's a reverse sear.
No one cares anymore. What about the Rockets? They beat Shanghai by 69 points the other day. Are you seeing all the video? Well, you don't have an Instagram account, right?
Have you seen James one foot, one hop, three-pointer now?
The sidestep.
Yeah.
It's the sidestep off one foot. Yeah, it's the sidestep. I saw him make one. Daryl has video that he's posting like every day in Hawaii and showing Russ, showing Tyson Chandler. I forgot about Tyson Chandler briefly. I was like, oh. That's one of those smart glue guys. Like there may be a little more athleticism with him than Nene, for example. So that's one of the reasons I kind of like little moves like that. But watching Russ, I'm not going to lie, watching Russ and James, and of course every video Daryl posts are always makes. Like you don't see a Russ miss. But it's like it gets you, oh man, look at Russ really shooting well. He's making every video that Daryl posts. Every video Daryl posts is a make. Well, yeah. Obviously.
Well, he doesn't miss though.
Obviously.
Well, how did you guys like Anthony Bennett stay here? that was fun.
Yeah,
that's done. Okay, not that Anthony Bennett, but how about a number one overall pick that just, well, it's happened before.
He's one of the biggest busts in NBA history. Some believe he's the biggest bust in NBA history. Number one,
the biggest bust in NBA history. The that's awful tough. What Olo
for
Candy?
A number one pick?
Olowokandi.
He wasn't number one pick.
Yeah, he was, but he stayed in the league.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't out of the league.
What a terrible draft that was.
Olowokandi actually sucked, but he stayed in the league. Anthony Bennett beat
right
it.
Out.
Yeah.
Right out.
Olowokandi played till he was 31.
Yeah, but because he was tall.
I mean, he was 8'9", 9'8", 8'5", 11'1", 12'3". His rebounds per game, he never hit. He was never a double-double guy in his whole career. The closest he came was a 12.3 and 9.1. That's the closest he came. He averaged 2.2 blocks per game that year. Field goal percentage. When you're a big man and your field goal percentage is 42%, and your lifetime field goal percentage is 43.5 as a big man.
That's not optimal. What's Sean want to talk about? He wants to talk about our Texans. This is a call. What up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to call and just, you know, encourage other fans like Justin to call and talk about their team, because I'm 37 years old and slowly turning into an old man, waiting for the Texans to actually get to an AFC championship game and potentially put a good product out on the field. I mean, it's a slow, painful death. I'd rather stay in this traffic on I-10 than watch a Texans game. I'm finding things to do on Sundays as opposed to, you know, planning my day around these Texans because
that's ugly.
It's the same old crap.
This is a Texans call, John. He just encouraged people to call.
He'd rather sit in traffic.
And he encouraged people to call in about their teams. Call in about your teams, Justin.
Well,
it's better than this.
There's an undeveloped storyline we may need to get to, and people pointed to it. Lance told his really sad story about not being on the radio when the Astros were winning.
That's right. That was heartbreaking.
He made it very much about him.
It was heartbreaking.
Surprisingly, Lance made something about him.
Yeah. It was about me.
People were saying, well, if he was off there one time,
ooh,
let's do it again.
It's a thought. I am willing to, if they will pay me, I am willing to go off the radio.
I'm willing to.
You know how many people you were on the air when they
me
won.
Too.
You're the good luck charm.
No. I'll do it too.
No, you guys, yeah, it's a lot of fun and games until I'm saying, I'll go off the air again as long as you pay me. If you pay me,
Dell's
I will take one for
Dell's
the team.
Like, please.
I've asked for people to pay you to go away
all
for a while.
All of October and all of November, paid 2 month leave or until the playoffs are over. I am willing to do it. Actually, if the Astros handle their business, it's early November. It's not late November. It's right there at the beginning. So if I am the jinx, I'm willing to go off the radio for paid leave so that I don't jinx the – I am with you, Dell, and with John. I think that makes sense.
I'm also volunteering my airtime for a win.
You won championships last time. You were the good luck charm.
Well, I was also here last year when they didn't.
But Lance was here as well, and they did. So he's obviously the mush.
It is me. It's definitely me.
Can we pay you to go away?
Yes.
And stay away?
Yes.
And stay away?
Yes, there's always, yes.
But no, we pay you to go away, and then at some point, you just stay away. We don't pay you anymore.
Yes, if the price tag is right.
No, we'll stop paying you, and you just stay away.
Yes. The front, you need to front load it, obviously. But yes, we can do that.
It's just for the your same salary.
Yes.
You don't get extra. You just get paid your salary.
You can't do it. No. No. But if somebody wants to do it, yes, there are numbers. There are discussions to be had.
No one wants to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, you are trying to get rid of me, so
I can
make
do
an
it.
Offer.
I'll do that too. I'll do that too.
Make an offer, Dell.
I'll do that too.
A couple pizzas from Pizza King.
No. This is the
that
game
enough?
You play with Raheel. Because Raheel's always looking to make a deal. Raheel's always make a deal guy. No, I am actually getting legitimately excited about Rockets basketball. I mean, you know, I think there could be a gigantic flame out with the personalities on the court. But James and Russell Westbrook are getting along swimmingly this offseason.
So did Chris Paul.
No, but they're actual friends. Chris Paul and James were not. James wasn't banana boat guy. Chris Paul was.
Did you see James burn down Chris Paul's kitchen? Yeah.
James and Russell Westbrook are legitimately friends.
How come we don't
friends?
See those commercials anymore?
Because they're not
That's
teammates.
Funny. I don't see those commercials anymore where James...
Because they're not teammates.
Where
You don't think there's anything to James Harden being friends with Russell Westbrook at all? I don't know that
he was friends with Chris Paul when he got here.
No. I found out that there was a respect. They weren't friends. These guys are friends from the West Coast.
Good. They can be friends.
That's great.
They can be friends. And
they're friends
now that they're playing together and they're going to punch each other in the face.
You gotta remember,
for the ball.
They also played with each other at Oklahoma State. I mean, Oklahoma State. At Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. There is a relationship there that was not there.
No, that's true. It is true. And hopefully they stay friends. We'll see.
Do we care?
No.
No,
we don't.
Well, for those of
us. How about just play well? How about shoot? How about drive to the basket instead of shooting threes?
Of course you care.
Hey, you're my friend. Don't shoot threes.
I don't care about them being friends.
No.
I care about them getting along.
You know who else friends?
You know why?
I care about them getting along.
Colt McCoy and Jordan Shipley.
You know why?
You guys will care if they get along whenever.
No, I won't.
I'll care if they don't get along.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's better that they do get along.
You know why
they do care?
This is a storyline because your star is petty. That's why it's a storyline. Oh, he's friends with another guy coming in because he's a petty superstar.
It is what it is. I'm not telling you.
No star that's gone through here that James has been able to get along with. Well, so hopefully this will be the case.
That's why this is a big deal to me.
How about more important, play well together?
But there's – it can't just be one or the other because Chris and James played well together.
Well,
it's got to be both.
I'm betting on – the Rockets' future at mybookie.ag.
You are?
Yep, I am. I'm going to take the Rockets.
To do what?
To win it all. Mm. I'm betting on them. You have good odds right now.
I'm glad that my bookie gives that option.
Yeah.
And I'm glad my bookie's going to make money off of you.
They got to stay in business, don't they? They got to pay for these commercials somehow.
They do. I got to have.
You know how they're going to do it? Through me.
I appreciate you keeping
me betting
them in
on
business because I got unders in college football I need to make and I need to win those, so you lose yours.
Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. The first 1,000 that you put in, they'll match. No other bookie's doing that. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It doesn't matter what the bet is, they've got it. Entertainment, religion, rugby, soccer, whatever. I mean, they've got Australian rules football you can bet on. It's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It doesn't matter what it is. More props than anywhere else. In-game live betting, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, 848 ESPN 97.5. Look, we got calls.
Let's
in
go,
here
phone calls.
Talking about Texans football, all right? But Alex wants to talk about the Saints, who nobody gives a rat's ass about. What's up, Alex?
Ouch, ouch. How's it going, everybody?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, first of all things considered, thank you for letting Saints beat you and honestly letting the Louisiana get a full cup of sweep between the Cowboys and the Texans. So. Much appreciated. But all joking aside, I wanted to ask what your thoughts are on the remainder of the Saints schedule and the likelihood that not to you know get too overexcited, but the possibility that we could maybe finish out to our bye week and not lose a game and then have Drew back for the remainder of the schedule for all of our divisional games.
Well, take a look here at your little Saints schedule that no one gives a rat's. You got Tampa, at Jacksonville, at Chicago. There you go. I don't like Teddy Bridgewater against that Bears defense, and especially in that building. Arizona, you can win that. You can possibly. I'm going to tell you, Tampa's not an out. And at Jacksonville ain't going to be easy either. Not the way that Bridgewater's playing. I mean, he just hasn't been good. You've won. But he hasn't been good. So I think that you're probably 2-2 in that stretch?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I think their defense is playing well. Somewhat well. They certainly played well against Dallas, but.
And that's a good offense. They didn't play well against Houston. Saints have been a little up and down. They kept him in it with Teddy. Well, they actually didn't keep him in it against the Rams. That one got kind of out of control. But you have a great cornerback. You've got a great pass rusher. You need Davenport to do more. Obviously, Cam
Jordan. For two first rounders, yeah.
Yeah, I never liked that deal. I think the Saints are capable of doing more and being more consistent like they were last year. But right now you're in a good division.
It'll be. It's interesting.
You're in a great division right now.
It'll be interesting to see what Tampa does this week after going on going on the road 2 weeks in a row, and especially going to the West Coast and then coming back and now having to go to a division game. I like the Saints in that one.
I don't think anyone's talking about the Saints are just not explosive offensively with Teddy Bridgewater in there. They just aren't. He's a great story,
yeah.
But he wasn't able to get anything going really against the Rams. He wasn't able to get anything going against the Cowboys. If you look at him in Minnesota offensively, he never really got things going. If you really look at the numbers, it was not great. It's a great story, his comeback, and he's a real likable guy. The problem is, I'm just not sure that the Saints right now have the offense for their defense to let up. I'm not sure. And the Cowboys' defense has been actually a little up and down. They've got talent. But I felt like they should have moved. I thought both teams should have moved the ball better than they did and scored more. But with the Saints right now, I think you're going to find out the difference, the drop between Drew Brees to Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not going to say it's Deshaun to what's his name? Power from Pitt.
Well, how about we just go Whedon?
Savage.
Oh, some Savage.
Yeah. You remember what it went from Deshaun to Savage?
Yeah.
Even Deshaun to Whedon.
Well, I wouldn't say Bridgewater's that.
No.
No, but. Listen, even at the Seattle game, he only threw for 177, and they only ran. Kamara only ran for 69. How the hell did they score 33 points?
No, they're not. This is every game Teddy's played. Yeah. They have not got it going offensively. And they're going to have to find ways to get it going offensively because I'm not sure the defense
can hold up. Yet they're
still 3-1. I think Tampa is a dangerous game for them.
Yeah. No, I think so too because I don't know what Tampa is. I have no idea.
You can score on Tampa, but Tampa has some firepower offensively.
Yeah, obviously, after last week. JR, he wants to talk about his Texans. That's right, JR. Tell him.
Texans over everything.
Yes, hold on 1 second. Yes. I just want to comment on the fellas that called in and wanted to talk about the other football team. I would rather watch the Texans 0-16 team than sit in Houston traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Because that guy really, he must not watch much Texas football. We got some great cornerback. I think Carlson and Crawford's good, but they just got to get in, they got to get some playing time.
Well, now you're saying guys are good who aren't playing. That's I mean, that's convenient. I think they're good. Based on Keon Crawson was traded for after preseason was over, and Xavier Crawford didn't play a ton. I feel like, although with J.J., Lonnie Johnson, and Roby, there isn't a place for Crawford to get on the field right now. There isn't a place really for Keon Crawson. Who's the guy that you replace with one of those guys? You can say whatever you want about J.J. He's definitely on. His best days are way behind him. However, he's going to be.
Well, the guy that you replace is Lonnie Johnson.
Yeah, but he's big, physical, and you. It's important to get him reps right
now. No, right. I get it. I know. But of the three, Lonnie's the first one out.
Yeah. Yeah, not J.J.
No.
And J.J. isn't even playing great.
No. And J.J.'s playing 30 yards off the ball. And he's still going to be the guy. There's no question about it. We'll see. I don't know that those guys are great. We'll see. I don't know if those guys are good enough to be.
Sitting
if they're
in
not
traffic,
good enough
though,
to be on the field.
Is not a good.
That's sit,
not a
okay, good. Which would you rather have? Watch an 0-15 Texans team in the last game of the season that means nothing, or sit in Houston traffic?
For that same duration of time?
Yeah, 3 hours.
A winless team.
Yeah.
Traffic.
No, it makes me nuts.
Traffic can ruin your life.
Yeah.
I can watch Astros at certain times when the Texans are on, and I can watch Rockets at certain times when the Texans are on. So I got other things that can make me happy. There is nothing you can do about Houston traffic other than
you can listen
to a book.
Fred and AJ.
Yep, you can listen to shows. Listen, you're still stuck. You still can't get where you want to go. There's still that frustration.
No, but Fred and AJ make that palatable.
Nobody makes long stints in traffic.
No,
palatable.
They do. They do to me.
Nobody.
They do for me. Okay.
I wonder if you asked the same thing of Fred and AJ, what their answers would be.
Listen, John and Lance.
No chance.
That's what they would say.
They would be honest.
They want to listen to John and Lance.
You've got people on the show who would choose traffic in silence over listening to John and Lance. There's no way the Blitz would.
I'm one. How about you, Dell?
Me too. I'm not listening to the podcast of this show. In traffic?
Some people do. Catching up on the podcast and heard you guys talking about this.
Yeah, a lot of people do that, Dell.
That seems silly to me.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Don't you have anything to do? We say stupid stuff all the time.
That's the dumbest thing ever. 856 ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us on the other side right now, though. Chastang Ford, my peeps over there, Pat and Joe, and just the great people at Chastang Ford. And it's very much a family-owned and operated, and it's run like that. It's a family business, been a family business since 1933. And, you know, and it's still run that way. It's still run. It's still Chastang, and everything that they put out, every car or truck that goes out, they feel like you just joined the family. And they treat you like that. And when 85% of your business is repeat or referral, that's telling you that they just do business right every time. There are bigger dealerships, but don't sleep on Chastang, because they will compete every day price-wise. They ain't scared of price and transparent pricing, where you could actually buy online, where other dealerships won't let you buy online because they want to make sure that they can upsell you as much as possible. This is the way they've been doing it since 1933. They will continue to do it like this, and they want you to join the Chastang family. The number one Ford truck dealer in the city of Houston. Number one, Chastang Ford. Just two exits east of 59 on 610. It's Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown, it's Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.